美国停止与缅甸进行贸易。美国务卿对中国参与撰写新冠疫情报告表示担忧。法庭周一开始对弗洛伊德案进行审判。美东时间3月29号星期一，北京时间3月30号星期二，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。白宫表示，对缅甸军政府施加严厉制裁之后，美国今天起停止与缅甸进行贸易。关于中国在缅甸以及伊朗方面扮演的角色，白宫表示需要国际多边合作予以应对。而虽然拜登总统表示愿意与朝鲜进行正式的外交互动，不过他不打算与金正恩见面。详细情况请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅，
是我们知道上个星期六呢，缅甸的军政府与警察合作来镇压和平的抗议示威者，那么造成了100多人死亡。拜登总统在星期天的时候呢，针对缅甸的局势，他表示这是令人发指的，因为并且表示呢，将会有更多的制裁的行动。于是呢，星期一的时候，美国贸易代表戴奇就发出的声明，在声明当中他表示说呢，缅甸军政府杀害和平示威者、学生、劳工、劳工领袖、医护员以及孩童，震撼国际社会良知，那么停止了美国与缅甸之间的一切贸易行为。同时呢，戴奇还表示说，因为军政府对于劳工还有缅甸的这个贸易工会的一些的压制呢跟压迫，他也呼吁美国国会对缅甸的劳工权益受损进行调查。那么在星期一的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇也说，拜登政府从2月的这个缅甸军事政变的第一天就发出严厉的谴责，之后呢也实施了制裁。那么现在对于的这个缅甸的暴力升级更加感到担忧，尤其呢是上个星期军政府是连孩童都杀害，沙奇说呢，这更彰显了军政府的暴力本质。我们看一下白宫发言人沙奇今天怎么说。
Continue to make clear that we will impose costs on the military regime for the deadly violence against peaceful protesters and the suppression of human rights. Today, USTR announced the suspension of all U.S. engagement with Burma under the 2013 Trade and Investment Framework Agreement, effective immediately. The suspension will remain in effect until the return of democratically elected government. Additionally, the sanctions on military-owned holding companies, MEC and MEHL, we announced last week,are the most significant action since the February 1st coup to impose costs on the military regime. We, of course, continue to work with our allies and partners and like-minded institutions as we condemn the actions of the military, call for the immediate restoration of democracy, and hold those who seized power accountable.
那沙奇也表示呢，美国也对缅甸的个人以及实体呢实施系列的制裁。那么在简报会上呢，被问到是否关注中国在缅甸政变当中所扮演的角色，沙奇回应说呢，美国与该区域的相关国家，包括中国，还有这个联合国的安理会呢，都共同努力，希望改善缅甸的局势，并且确保全球进行一致性的制裁。那么中国跟伊朗呢，最近也在刚签了25年的合作协议。那么星期天的下午呢，拜登总统对此表示说呢，这个问题已经这个担忧，他已经担忧好多年了。那么在星期一的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇则是表示说呢，美国没有打算撤回对伊朗的制裁，那包括呢将与中国等等的国家一起来合作，来进行这个跟伊朗的谈判。我们来看一下沙奇今天是怎么说的。
That's not under consideration. We remain hopeful and focused on returning to a diplomatic approach in partnership with members of the P5 plus one. China is, of course, a member of that. And we, of course, will take a look at and ensure that any sanctions that need to be implemented would be as it relates to this package.
此外呢，朝鲜最近进行了2次的导弹试射，那包括拜登总统还有白宫国安会都表示呢，愿意跟朝鲜进行这个外交性的谈判。那么在星期的白宫新闻简报会上呢，就被问到说，这个之前这个前特朗普总统跟朝鲜最高领导人金正恩曾经有这个多次的见面，包括曾经前往38线来会见金正恩。那么对此呢，这个白宫发言沙奇则是表示，目前拜登总统没有这样的打算。我们看一下沙奇今天怎么说。
Now that the president said that he is, quote, prepared for some form of diplomacy with North Korea, does this include sitting with President Kim Jong-un?
I think his approach would be quite different, and that is not his intention.
那么我们知道沙奇之前也曾经表示说呢，拜登政府的目标就是要促成朝鲜半岛的安全以及朝鲜的无核化。那么我们知道呢，在朝鲜进行导弹试射之后，联合国已经表示了关切，并且要在这个星期来召开联合国的安理会来讨论朝鲜的局势。不过呢，朝鲜的这个外务省的高级官员赵哲秀星期一则是透过官方媒体朝中社发出了声明，表示说联合许多国家都在试射各式各样的发射体，而联合国对于朝鲜的态度是双重态度，如果这样子的话呢，只会恶化朝鲜的局势。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀义的详细报道。美国国务卿布林肯星期一在与联合国官员的视频记者会上表示，美国与中国的关系具有竞争性、对抗性以及合作性。他强调美国与盟友共同守护国际规则的重要，美国不会要求盟友在美国和中国之间选边站，但当中国或任何国家破坏国际准则和承诺，例如犯下侵犯人权的行为，国际需要联合起来捍卫、保存和维护基于国际准则的秩序。
Our relationship with Beijing, and I think this also reflects the relationship that many of our allies and partners have with Beijing, is competitive in some places, it's collaborative in other places, and it's adversarial in still others. But there's a common denominator, whether the relationship is adversarial, whether it's competitive, whether it's cooperative, and the common denominator is the need to engageChina from a position of strength. And that position of strength starts with strong alliances and partnerships with collaboration and coordination.
白宫新冠疫情应对小组周一举行网络新闻发布会，称新冠疫苗正在美国迅速普及，抗疫前景乐观。白宫新冠病毒顾问安迪·斯拉维特表示，截至本周一，全美 73% 的老龄人口已经接受了第一剂注射， 36% 的成年人接受了第一剂注射， 20% 的成年人，也就是将近5000万美国人完成了疫苗注射。他同时呼吁民众不要在关键时刻松懈下来。
The worst thing we could do now would be to let up. We cannot get complacent. We cannot let our guard down. It's imperative for us to stick to the science and follow public health guidance. That means continuing to wear masks. Masks save lives. It means continuing to socially distance. Socially distancing save lives. And it means getting vaccinated when it's your turn. Because getting vaccinated saves lives. Not just your own.But your family and friends and neighbors too.
根据美联社提前获得的一份内部草稿，世卫组织与中国的联合溯源研究报告显示，新冠病毒最有可能是从蝙蝠通过另一种动物传播给人类的。病毒是实验室泄露的可能性极低。报告说，关于武汉华南海鲜市场在疫情起源中所起的作用，以及疫情是如何传入市场的，目前还无法得出明确结论。这份新冠溯源报告定于星期二正式发布。世卫组织新冠病毒溯源国际专家组今年1-2月份曾前往中国进行实地考察。美联社说，这份报告曾一再推迟发布，令人怀疑中方是否试图歪曲其结论。美国国务卿布林肯星期日对中国参与这份报告的撰写表示担忧，他说，我们对这份报告的方法和过程有着切实的担忧，例如北京当局显然帮助撰写了这份报告。中国外交部否认了这种说法。香港无线电视广播有限公司 TVB 周一决定不转播原定于4月26日举行的美国第93届奥斯卡金像奖颁奖礼，这是无线自1969年以来首次不在其英文频道播放该颁奖礼。TVB 发言人称，基于纯粹商业决定，今年没有购买转播权。香港英文网络媒体香港自由新闻的相关报道分析，以香港反送中运动为题材的《不割席》，还有被指辱华的华裔导演赵婷作品《无依之地》均入围奥斯卡，涉及所谓的敏感话题。中国中宣部曾要求官媒低调报道涉及本届奥斯卡颁奖礼的内容，并取消实况转播。相信香港52年以来第一次停播奥斯卡颁奖典礼与此有关。 美国民主党众议员、国会亚太裔党团主席赵美心3月28日到访了不久前发生枪击案的亚特兰大市。赵美心为受害的六位亚裔女性感到伤心。在与美国之音的采访中，她为事件发生后美国多族裔对亚裔社区的关心感到欣慰，也表示为种族不公的发生永远不能停歇。
Taken right here. And to think that this shooter targeted this area, which is obviously Asian, Young's Asian massage. I talked about, but to actually be here and to see this, it's just horrendous that a young woman's life, a business owner who pulled herself up from the bootstraps, was killed straight out like this. And three other lives, four total, right here. And then to see this outpouring of sentiment from the people who are so broken up by this, saying such things as hate is a virus and Asian lives matter, and talking about all of these lies and disarm hate. That is what this is all about. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has been so strong in supporting us. And I have attended many, many rallies in Los Angeles, which have been attended by people of all ethnic backgrounds. It's amazing, actually. They've all come out and they're all marching down the street saying, stop Asian hate. I think this is really tremendous. We can never rest. We always have to make sure that we are speaking out against these kinds of things and that we're working to make things better.
在明尼苏达州的明尼阿波利斯市，当地法庭星期一开庭，对白人警察德里克·肖文被控杀害黑人乔治·弗洛伊德的案件进行审判。刚刚过去的周末，弗洛伊德的家人和支持者在当地举行集会，呼吁法庭作出公正的判决。此前，明尼阿波利斯市政府已经和弗洛伊德家人就民事赔偿达成了和解协议。来看报道。
Pray that justice for George Floyd holding Derek Chauvin criminally liable will set a new precedence in America based on the Constitution. We have at least gotten this to court.Now we want the court to show, is America prepared to hold police accountable? And make them pay when they are wrong. I got faith. In this case, would never break my faith. I have faith that he will get convicted.
A false narrative is fresh. The video is the total evidence. Who are they? We have to remember those videos that were broken.
So we hope that the prosecution is successful in getting a conviction for Derek Chauvin and the other three officers. Otherwise, we hope that this stays closed as a testament to how unfair this city, this state, this country is to Black and Brown and Indigenous people.
It is my great honor to announce that George Floyd's family, our legal team, and the city of Minneapolis and its...
本周一美股收盘涨跌互见，金融股普遍走低，而道琼斯指数再创历史新高。道琼斯指数收报33,171点，涨幅为0.3%。纳斯达克指数收报13,059点，跌幅为0.6%。标普五百收报3,971点，跌幅为0.8%。本周拜登总统即将公布30,000亿基础设施建设计划和医保计划。另外，美国的新冠疫情出现反弹的迹象，福奇医生表示可能和放松防疫措施有关。投资者则继续谨慎关注美国的经济复苏进展。美国观察每天美东时间下午、北京时间早上6点到6点半，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。艺术家艾薇薇引起争议的作品将不会在香港一家新艺术博物馆的开馆展览上展出。近日，香港西九文化区收藏的艾薇薇在天安门广场摆出姿态的照片引发争议，被香港建制派立法会委员容海恩和亲中媒体指称违反去年开始实施的国安法。以下是详细报道。
Just reveal a small bit that the curatorial process, we have never planned for that photograph to be included in the opening exhibition. So there is no question that we have retracted it or we have succumbed to pressure and have changed it.
全球电动车产业发展迅速，但所占市场份额仍然较小。由于高昂的价格和充电基站尚未普及，电动车目前仍不是多数美国顾客的首选。来看美国之音的报道。
It's a market that, you know, has a lot of attention, has a lot of growth potential, but to date really hasn't accounted for very many sales in the U.S.
。They're too pricey right now. We had a price point that we wanted, you know, figuring out for a not a huge car payment.
it's the next 2 to 3 to 4 years, I think, that are going to be the trying times for the manufacturers because of this large investment that's been made.
I feel that our next car would be electric or hybrid type car. I feel the price point will definitely be coming down.
You're rolling out a lot of models that you just don't know how consumers are going to respond to.
美国拜登政府的新任财长耶伦是美国的第一位女性财政部长，也曾经是美国第一位女性联邦储备委员会主席。她在出席参议院厅金融委员会的提名确认听证会时表示，美国需要采取行动对抗中国长期的粗暴、不公平和非法的贸易行为，以及中国长期利用一系列政策削弱美国公司的作为。来看报道。
Take on China's abusive, unfair, and illegal practices. China's undercutting American companies by dumping products, erecting trade barriers, and giving illegal subsidies to corporations. It's been stealing intellectual property and engaging in practices that give it an unfair technological advantage, including forced technology transfers. And these practices, including China's low labor and environmental standards, are practices that we're prepared to use the full array of tools to address. With interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. In the long run, I believe the benefits will far outweigh the costs, especially if we care about helping people who've been struggling for a very long time. The value of the U.S. dollar and other currencies should be determined by markets. Markets adjust to reflect variations in economic performance and generally facilitate adjustments in the global economy. The United States does not seek a weaker currency to gain competitive advantage, and we should oppose attempts by other countries to do so. As Treasury Secretary, I think there will be a dual mission too, helping Americans endure the final months of this pandemic, keeping people safe while getting them back to work. That's our first task. But then there's the longer term project. We have to rebuild our economy so that it creates more prosperity for more people and ensures that American workers can compete in an increasingly competitive global economy.
2019年，朗尼邦吉成为担任史密斯尼学会最高层的会长职务的第一个非洲裔美国人和历史学家。他接受了美国之音记者塔博的采访。来看报道。
By unanimous vote, we have placed our trust in Lonnie G. Bunch III to be the 14th Secretary of the Smithsonian Institution.
2019年11月1日，华盛顿的史密斯尼学会任命朗尼邦吉为第14任会长。
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
在他的接受就职演说中，邦奇分享了一个1960年代和他父亲驾车出游的故事。
He pulled in front of the Smithsonian, and then he said to me, "You could visit the Smithsonian and not worry about being turned away by the color of your skin." I have never forgotten that moment.
邦奇是担任史密森尼学会最高职位的第一位非洲裔美国人和第一位历史学家。
I think of my grandfather and grandmother, you know, they started out as sharecroppers. And she used to take in other people's laundry and scrub other people's floors so her children and grandchildren wouldn't have to. Well, because they changed the trajectory, I am where I am. And so I want to make sure that what I can do is help change other people's trajectories.
身为会长，邦奇负责督导全世界最大的博物馆、教育和研究中心，其中包括19个博物馆和国家动物园。他在史密森尼学会工作了几十年。
The goal of the museum is to make America better.
在这之前，他是非洲裔美国人历史和文化国家博物馆的创办主任。从2016年9月开放以来，已接待了超过600万名游客。这个博物馆专门致力于探索、记录和展示非洲裔美国人的故事和他们对美国和世界历史的影响。这里是40000件文物典藏之地。
The one that resonates with me that makes me cry every day is Emmett Till's casket, mainly because I became close to his mother, as I was getting ready to leave Chicago.
提尔是一个黑人少年。1955年夏天，他在密西西比州被白人绑架并惨遭谋杀。邦奇忆起提尔母亲的意志力。
What I realized is that the casket was really not a way to talk about Emmett Till's broken body.But it was a way to talk about the strength of women. Now, here is a black woman at the worst moment of her life said, I will use that to challenge America, to reinvigorate or reignite the civil rights movement.
自从担任会长以来，邦奇必须应付大流行病的挑战，因为博物馆被迫关闭，并将重点更多集中在他们的在线展出。
We knew at the Smithsonian that we needed to be more digital. You know, if you have 39, 40 million people come to your door every year, you're like, wow, that's pretty good. But that's a small percentage of what could come to you digitally. It's been a moment where it's allowed me to begin to think about reimagining the Smithsonian, reimagining our educational output, reimagining how we serve the public. Because my goal was not to simply get through the moment, but to use the moment to propel us forward.
向前展望之际，仍然缅怀过往。美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿报道。
感谢您收看今天的节目，我们下次再见。